The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
There's been a couple of false dawns in terms of the good weather, but there is hope that sunshine is on the way. It's the big orange thing that appears occasionally in the sky. You haven't seen it too much of late. But if you are looking for a weekend trip at home rather than abroad, I'm delighted to say we're joined by travel content creator Aideen Fitzmaurice. Aideen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You made a very startling admission when you came into the studio, which we have to say is it needs to be claimed at the start. You're part Kerry.
I'm half Kerry.
Half Kerry.
Yes.
So you were celebrating the Jessie Buckley thing more than anyone else last night.
Of course. Of course. What an icon.
You're going to start with Kerry because the Southwest, I mean, obviously I'm from Cork, so this is natural territory for me. But you have a really special place in your heart for the kingdom.
I do, of course, as my dad is from Kerry. I'm there all the time. We're North Kerry now. We're Listowel. But I also love South Kerry as well. So I've kind of added a lot of recommendations of the whole county from buzzing towns like Killarney, where every snug is taken, especially this weekend for St. Patrick's weekend, to the Kerry Cliffs and Dingle with all the amazing culture down there. There's just so much to see and do.
Every time somebody talks about Dingle, it is my happy place.
It's my favourite place in all of Ireland.
And anytime I go there, it just feels like I'm coming home. Even though I have no connection to the place. I just stay in a hotel when I'm there.
I'm the exact same. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just think there's a real magic down there and it's a true pilgrimage to get down there. So I think once you're there, you really embrace everything it has to offer. Yeah. Even if it's raining, you're going to go out and you're going
to
embrace it.
You may have gotten there in more time than it takes to fly to New York. Yeah. But when you're there, you're ensconced. We're starting in Carrick-Sivine.
Yes, we are. A lovely Gaeltacht town. So there's a gorgeous cafe in there called Barry. And we just kind of happened upon this one day. We did a camper van trip all along the southwest and we called in and it was one of my favourite lunches that I had on that entire trip. It's very contemporary. It's really bright and fresh inside with real pink and green decor. But the menu features Mediterranean flavours, great brunch options and as well freshly baked goods. So it's just a really, really nice one to call into if you're over that way.
The funny thing about doing that trip that you did, I love doing that, getting into the car and just driving. Have we a destination? No, we don't. We're just going to keep going around. And 20 years ago, you'd have gotten the wet ham sandwich and been happy with it. But that's no longer what's available.
You're getting
food trucks that offer the most amazing things, cafes doing these brilliant things as well. You're bringing us to St. Finian's Bay next. Now, that's not one of the places I've ever been. So how do I get there?
Okay, so this is actually very close to Ballinaskellig's. So if you're going doing the trip to Skellig Michael, this might be a good stop off point for you. But it is a beautiful cafe by day, but then a very like snug kind of Danish style restaurant by night. Their whole ethos is centered around the word hygge, which is like a Danish word for kind of cozy, snug vibes. And that's exactly what it is. But I guess the juxtaposition there is you're looking out at the true elements of the Southwest, which is these crazy huge Atlantic waves and that jagged, rugged coastline that is so famous for that area. I think this is one of, you know, the true hidden gems of foodie culture in the Southwest. And the food is just absolutely amazing. And they have a big focus on sustainability here, locally sourced ingredients, and the menu changes with the seasons too. It's definitely one to add to your list. And I love that you can either go for lunch, get yourself a nice sandwich, which is I went and tried it at that point. And I'm somebody like that was the last stop that we had. And I knew I had a 5-hour journey on the other side. Usually I'm rushing out.
Yeah.
But I wanted to stay an extra hour there. And I guess that's a testament to how much I enjoyed it there. It was actually such a struggle to leave.
Your hotel was a lovely one, Sheen Falls Lodge.
Yes.
I've been there. Watching the waterfalls while having your breakfast is something that is always burnt into my mind as being just such a lovely thing to have done. And it's like a little oasis in the middle of a much bigger oasis.
That's exactly what it is. And if you get it on a sunny day, I mean, I don't think there's a more beautiful hotel that you could be in. We went during COVID actually, and we stayed there and it was just so quiet and peaceful. And it was voted the number one resort in Europe in the Condé Nast Traveller Reader's Choice Award in 2025, which is just a testament to how beautiful it is. It's 300 acres and there's loads of little paths that you can explore around the hotel. We did a couple of them while we were there. And a lot of the bedrooms also look out to the river as well. So, you know, between sitting in your room and looking out to the river or having it during dinner. I mean, there's just no place like it. It's right beside Kenmare as well, which is one of my favourite towns. There is an incredible food culture in Kenmare. Just such great eats, such great cafes, and all the locals are so friendly. So it's kind of, it's one of those hotels you probably won't want to leave when you're there, but it's well worth doing.
Another recollection is there was loads of places to sit down. And yes, I know that some hotels, and I'm thinking of a couple of hotels in this part of the world, you're encouraged not to sit down.
Not to linger.
You know, exactly. Don't be, but over there, you just want to sit down. It's incredible. You're bringing us to Glen Inchiquin next.
Yes, and this isn't a million miles away from Sheen Falls, so it might be a good place to visit while you're at the hotel. I believe this is one of the true hidden gems of Kerry. This is a 140 metre waterfall and you can climb up to the top of it. It's a national park that was shaped by glaciers over 70,000 years ago and it's totally untouched. I mean, there's sheep walking around everywhere. You're kind of encroaching on their
path. It's touched by sheep.
Yes, that's it.
Not by humans.
No, no. And there's only one tiny little cafe there. So I do recommend bringing your water and your snacks with you because we forgot them and we got up to the top. And I was so thirsty that I was drinking out of the water at the top of the waterfall among the sheep poo in it. But
I'm sure that the sheep were very much downstream of you, Aideen. You're being so critical there. What Anton mentioned the Gap of Dunloe this morning. And yeah. I love driving around the Gap of Dunloe. I've photographs all over my house that I've just me getting out of here going, that's brilliant. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
It's just so beautiful down there. And I feel like a lot of people haven't done it and I don't know why. It's, you know, cut into the mountain. You're looking out to Macgillycuddy Reeks, which is Ireland's highest mountain range. And it's a great place for walks, for a cycle. But I guess the main thing that I would recommend to do while you're there is the horse and carriage rides. A lot of the hotels around the area offer them. But you can just kind of hop on one as you go. And the people who are taking you around, they have a lot of lore on the area. So there's a lot of mythology of the area. They say that their fairies live there, fairy forts, and a lot of mystical creatures hidden among the mountains. So you'll hear all about that while you're there.
Unfortunately, we have spent too much time talking about Kerry, that we only have about 30 seconds to talk about Cork. So 30 seconds, what's great about Cork?
I guess Cork is one of those places that's many destinations broke up into a lot of distinct regions. So I would like break up visiting there in like a couple of different ways. So you can spend one trip in Cork City, lots to see there, a constant buzz, great markets. East Cork is defined by its landscapes. You've got Ballycotton Cove, stunning cliff walk in Ballycotton. And then West Cork for the foodies is a great place to go. It's where one third of Irish produce is produced. So all our yogurts, cheeses, all of that. So if you really want to get into your food, go to West Cork.
And the people are sound.
Absolutely. People are as sound as they come.
Unbelievably sound. Aideen Fitzmaurice, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.